sing them over again to me. Wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Hello, this is Pastor Chaco Varghese from Life Eternal Ministries, Parkland, Florida. Thank you for listening, Word of Eternal Life. Today we are going to continue the message we have been talking last time about God's eternal plan. It consists of several events in the book of Revelation. So we continue that part where in the book of Revelation we see that Jesus sent his angel to show John the Apostle the things will happen afterwards, which we will be also going to be seeing in the future. Now what we see in the future is the downfall of the church. The church will fall apart like it happened in the book of Revelation. From chapters 2, we see the church of Ephesus. To the angel of the church of Ephesus, Lord Jesus sent a message. These are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand. The seven stars stand for the seven churches in the Asia Minor. Now, he says in verse 4, "And I hold this against you, you have forsaken your first love. Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. But you have this in your favor. You hate the practices of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate." Now, the church of Ephesus in Asia Minor, that city still exists, and we know what happened is there were false heresies. Nicolaitans were a heretical sect within the church that had worked out compromise with the pagan society. They apparently taught that spiritual liberty gave them sufficient leeway to practice idolatry and immorality. Tradition identifies them with Nicolaus, the proselyte of Antioch, who was one of the first seven deacons in the Jerusalem church. So their teachings became confusing to the church of Ephesus, and it was mixed up, and the pagan worship was started entering the church, and Lord Jesus Christ warned them about it. So the Galatians in chapter 3 with a message, the church of the Laodiceans, you can all also see that it says Laodicean church was neither cold or hot, spew thee out of the mouth, in verse 3:16. Now Ephesus was a great city with its amphitheater, and they had a riot against Christians, which is written in Acts 19, the heresy of Nicolaitans and also Gnostics wanted Christians to mingle with pagan practices, sexual immorality. Christians may have been forced to worship in the temple of the cult temple of Diana, worshiping idol. Today, when I checked out some Christian evangelistic team who went over there, said that today 99% of that city is Muslims, no churches exist. So after that, Jesus talked about the church of Smyrna. Today, the church of Smyrna, or the church, the place itself is called Izmir. In the church of Smyrna, where Apostle John was ministering, and he had his disciple Polycarp, who has been appointed as the bishop of Smyrna. And today there is no church exists there, but a thriving Christian community of 500 people were reported to be in that area. Smyrna is a proud and beautiful ancient city. Its modern name is Izmir, closely aligned with Rome and eager to meet its demands for emperor worship at that time of the apostolic time. Thus, this plus a large and actively hostile Jewish population made it extremely difficult to live there as Christians. So Polycarp, the most famous of the early martyrs, was Bishop of Smyrna, the first and the last. So Jesus sent the angel with a letter or message, and in the last part it says, "He who overcome will not be hurt at all by the second death." So there was these messages sent to them. Now we will come to the church of Pergama, which is, it says, there are the words of him who has the sharp double-edged sword. "I know where you live, where Satan has his throne." See, wherever that church itself, Satan's throne was established in there, which means they have practiced the pagan religion and witchcraft and sexual immorality and everything. "You did not renounce your faith in me, even in the days of Antipas, my faithful witness, who was put to death in your city where Satan lives." Now, one of the disciples of Jesus, through the apostles' ministry, he was martyred in the Pergamum city. Now, the ruins of Temple of Zeus exist there, and at present there is only few believers in the area, but no churches. The next church is Church of Thyatira, which is today called Akshizar. This church tolerated a person named Jezebel. Jezebel was very difficultly, continually making Christians to be in fellowship with her. By her teaching, she misleads the servants of God who into sexual immorality and eating of food sacrificed to idols. Then God says, Jesus said, "I have given her time to repent of her immorality, but she is unwilling." So he said to the last word on verse 26 of chapter 2, "To him who overcomes and does my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations." So God, Jesus, have declared many gifts to his servants, those who follow his commands and follow his duties. Now we come to the church of Sardis. There the word of him who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. "I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead." See, this is the condition of the church in Sardis. So the warning is given, "Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard, obey it and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you." This is like they are not ready. They are not prepared to receive. So Lord Jesus sent the message for them to repent. Yet you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. They will walk with me dressed in white, for they are worthy. He who overcome will, like them, be dressed in white, which means they will be clean before God, or pure and holy. That there were few people in the church of Sardis. Now the next church the letter was sent was the church of Philadelphia. The last part of it, almost 10th verse, since you have kept my command to endure patiently, I will also keep you from hour of trial that is going to come upon the whole world. So God, Jesus, early warning is given to the Philadelphia. Today the place is called Alasehir. And the city has been destroyed in the 5th century, and there is no church exist. 11 Christians from Philadelphia were martyred alongside Polycarp, according to the church history, in AD 156. So this is the type of churches we had in the Asia Minor. Now, next church we speak about, the Bible or the prophecy speak about, is Laodicea. Today that place is called Denizli, nearby city of Colossae. Now we know Colossae was another city, and there was this church the apostle wrote the epistle for the church of Colossae. In 600 AD, there was an earthquake, and the ancient city of Laodicea was destroyed. And there is a new city of 500,000 people, and there is some of the former Muslims who professed Christ as their Savior, and they have met with the team of people who went over there to investigate about the 7 churches of Asia Minor. So you can look at this information in the internet. If you look at by the Madeline Arthington and Carrie Sparrow, Turkey, June 1st, 2018. Now, if you look up in the internet about the 7 churches, if they exist today, put your question, you will get you this investigation information. Now, what happened to all these churches? They all fall apart. Now, you see that either the invasion of the Muslim Empire from Turkey, called Ottoman Empire, or the church was mingling with the world and the people of the world, and they did not really take the message from Jesus Christ seriously. Now, what happens after chapter 3 of the book of Revelation? We see this up to the end of the 3rd chapter. We see that after the 3rd chapter, we understand that it looked like the 7 churches of Asia Minor has been fallen apart from God's standard. What happened? It's just like today. Many churches are mingling with the world and approving the worldly practices in the Christian church. There is no true reverent to God, even on the stage of worshiping and praising, you can see the actions of sometimes even the people who perform there are like performers, not like worshipers. The old time church worship time and the way people stood reverently and worshipped has been changed. Today we have a modern cultural worship team who has dressed in a very odd way than with a lot of respect has been given to those worshipers. Today it's like a contemporary Christian music style. Nothing wrong with a contemporary music style. I love music, but I would say that there is not too much of reverence to God in the way we dressed up in the stage and standing and doing the ministry, and also the way we do the program. Now, after the third chapter of Revelation, I will say that most theologians believe same way the church has fallen apart in Asia Minor, the world and today's church is mingling and getting together and going down, then Jesus will come. Now, we don't know the time and the hour. Our Lord himself said that. I do not know the time and the hour, which is kept under the Father's authority. Now, Christ was in the earth as a servant of God and the Son of God, and he was here for a mission. He said at the time, he did not know the time and the hour. Now we know Jesus Christ is being glorified to the previous position with the Father God in equality after his resurrection from the dead. Now I am not saying that he was not God when he was in the earth. Yes, he was God in the human body. But he was surrendered to Father to do his mission, which is the salvation of humanity and death on the cross. But he resurrected, and the power of Spirit, Holy Spirit, resurrected him. And Jesus himself said, I have the power to lay my life down, and I have the power to take it back. Now, what is I am trying here to explain? Us, it seems like the rapture happened when the churches fall apart. As it's a scenario is given here, that in the chapter 4, it says, first verse, that after this I looked, and there before me was a door open standing in heaven. And a voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this. So this is a window period between the end of those three churches, and then there is a new chapter beginning in heaven. So in between those two events, the church of Jesus Christ will be taken up in the mid-air at the coming of the Lord. So the same way the churches fell apart, if today also the condition is the same. Like we read before, people were already there. They're still there. Good God's followers, good obedient people were still in those churches. Definitely, today we have multicultural, multinational, every people are there. But only those who know that they are with the Lord, they will go up in the rapture. Though we know in our heart our relationship with Jesus Christ, no matter how many times we go to church, how many songs we sing, how much money we pay tithe or donations or charity, it's our heart knows who we are we are the child of God, and our spirit must testify, the Lord's spirit testify with our spirit that we are the children of God. So the people who are ready, they will go with the Lord. So it may be this is how it happened. When the rapture going to happen, maybe majority will be here. The ones who are ready, they are going to go. Now we want all of them go, everyone to heaven. Praise the Lord. But that's not how it may happen. So it's our duty to be ready, get prepared, repent ourselves every day from our failures and shortcomings, and ask forgiveness from Christ. Now what happens after that is the rapture. So rapture happens in the future in the similar way. Now the rapture did not happen after the seven churches in Asia Minor fell apart, but it's the similarity is showing here. We are in the Laodicean time. The type of churches, many are similar to Laodicean. I am not trying to say all the churches are like that or making an accusation or a bad report about everyone. Now, this is similar in the end time. More people will move along with the world. So, church was in heaven after this. So, which tells you the rapture happens between chapter 3 and chapter 4, which is the same way it will happen in the future. So, come up here that he was called up to heaven. At once I was in spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven. Now, if you don't go to heaven, you don't see the throne. In chapter 4, we are reading verse 3, and the one who sat there had the appearance of the jasper and carnelian. A rainbow resembling an emerald encircled the throne. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them 24 elders. They were dressed in white and crowns of gold on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumbling, and peals of thunder. Before the throne, seven lamps were blazing. These are the seven spirits of God. Also, before the throne, there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. Now, let me say this from what I have taught by my teachers and mentors, and also by the scripture, is that the 24 elders represent the church from Old Testament and New Testament. Now, why did I say the church is in heaven and the rapture happened? Because Jesus saying through the angel that I will show you what is going to happen next, which is what we saw. The throne, and around the throne, there is 24 other thrones, and there were 24 elders. The 24, 12 represent the Old Testament, the leaders, the church of 12 tribes, and also 12 represent the New Testament 12 apostles, because we are the apostolic church. So the apostolic church means we follow the principles and rules and regulations with the Lord Jesus Christ and the apostles taught. That's what we follow. That's the church we are talking about who is going to be raptured. Now the church is in heaven, around the throne of God, and next verse we continue read, we can see the worship going on in heaven. Praise the Lord. So that's the next part of it. That from the throne came flashes of lightning, rumbling, and peals of thunder. Verse 5 in chapter 4. What does that mean? In my suggestion, that is the God is speaking. His words are coming like thunder, and also peals of thunder and rumbling, and these flashes of lightning. See, our God is a great God. He is a spirit God. He is on the throne. Amen. At this point, I would like to stop this message and we will continue for the next time. And I would like to come back with an announcement after this.
Hello, this is Dr. Chaco Varghese, pastor, evangelist, and Christian counselor. Word of Eternal Life is a self-supporting ministry. It's a part of Life Eternal Ministries from Florida. We have currently preaching the gospel in 3 radio stations. Our goal is to reach out the maximum number of people as this time before the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We also support other ministries with our own finance in India and Africa, also Voice of Martyrs. We also conduct mission trips and preach and teach in different cities yearly, every year in India. As persecution is severe in India, many people are coming to the Lord and the churches are getting larger and larger. And we are reaching out more people groups and training more pastors and evangelists over there. As you know, there is an immense amount of money, finance required for this purpose. We are requesting your support. At this time, because the work is more and the more king people are coming to the kingdom. So our prayer ministries in Florida started in around 30 years or so, evangelism and mission trips and prayer ministries. And if you would like to support, please send your gift or donations to Life Eternal Ministries, 8187 Northwest 107 Terrace, Parkland, Florida 33076. My email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, .chackov like Victor @gmail.com. That's pastor.chackov@gmail.com. And our phone number is 954-993-0491. May the Lord richly bless you. Thank you.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions or if you like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, .chackov like Victor @gmail.com. That is PR.chackov@gmail.com.
Follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. We weren't sure, but I still remember thinking there's something about him. 'Cause his presence seemed to come from somewhere else. Everyone under their breath keep asking themselves, is he the one we've waited for? Is he the one we're looking for? Is he the joy come to fill our emptiness? Could his be the hand we're reaching for? Could he hold the keys to heaven's door? Is he our Savior, Lord and Creator?